Chuck Hagel on fighting wars with green energy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for Jeremy Hobson. In a few hours, Chuck Hagel appears in the Senate for a grilling on his defense secretary nomination. You've heard plenty about how his views on Israel will dominate the hearing, but he's also prepared to talk business. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports from Washington on why the Pentagon's energy bill might come up today.
The Pentagon powers some planes and ships on biofuels, and there are acres of solar panels on some bases. Jeff DeBelko teaches environmental studies at Ohio University. He says the green push even shows up on the hulls of warships.
It's even kind of what paint you put on the hulls because it lasts longer, goes through the water faster, these kinds of things.
But it hasn't been easy going green. Congressional cost cutters say the Pentagon shouldn't be buying alternative fuels because they're more expensive than conventional oil and gas. Andrew Holland is an energy policy analyst at the American Security Project. He also worked for Chuck Hagel as a legislative aide. He says Hagel would agree with him that cost isn't the issue, and the Defense Department is using renewable fuels for security reasons.
This helps to make it more likely for our warfighters to fight and win America's wars.
Holland says if you have fuel-efficient vehicles or solar-powered bases, you don't need as many fuel convoys, which are often attacked. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.